This podcast is brought to you by ExxonMobil. In our growing world, it's important to provide energy while reducing CO2 emissions. ExxonMobil is researching a range of solutions, including new carbon capture technology for natural gas power plants. The goal is to capture CO2 and at the same time generate more electricity to meet the world's energy demands. Learn more from ExxonMobil at energyfactor.com.
What's news from the Wall Street Journal? Top stories and timely insights.
I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Coming up, a conversation about how the iPhone X could take a chunk out of sales from traditional retailers this holiday season. We'll have more on that in just a moment, but first, these top stories. We are continuing to monitor President Trump's 10-day visit to Asia. Administration officials tell the Wall Street Journal that managing relations with North Korea's neighbors is a key priority amid rising tensions between Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump is hoping to put additional pressure on North Korea's military ambitions. Officials say the president is also focusing on ways to narrow the U.S. trade deficit with Asian economic powers. This week's economic calendar is relatively light, with Friday's consumer sentiment data one of just a few reports on the schedule. But there are plenty of corporate earnings reports on tap. Retail earnings will start to heat up, with Macy's, Nordstrom, Office Depot, JCPenney, and Kohl's all reporting. Also included on Monday's schedule are profit numbers from AMC Networks, CVS Health, and Weight Watchers International. And Federal Reserve Bank of New York President William Dudley is speaking about the financial crisis at the Economic Club of New York. Coming up, a look at how the iPhone could dominate holiday sales this season. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening, everyone. The iPhone X is among the hot ticket items this holiday season, and analysts are predicting it could be the Grinch that steals Christmas from traditional retailers like Macy's and JCPenney during the busy end-of-year shopping season. The Wall Street Journal's Chelsea Delaney joins us now to talk more about that. Hi, Chelsea. Welcome.
Hi.
So Morgan Stanley analysts are predicting losses for traditional retailers this holiday season, and that's due to several factors, including the iPhone X. If it does happen, as you write in your story for The Wall Street Journal, it'd be the first time that traditional retailers see sales drop in the fourth quarter since the recession in 2008. I mean, that's got to be concerning for them.
I think it is. I think it's a really crucial period for a lot of these traditional retailers. You know, it's already been a very tough couple of years. You know, the holiday shopping season is typically the biggest time of year for these guys sales-wise. And, you know, it's been really tough for them just with the shift to more online shopping. You know, people are doing a lot of their holiday shopping, you know, just online, but also through Amazon. So, you know, the past couple of years, it's already been hard for these guys. And now you have the added pressure from this iPhone X launch. So, yeah, it could be a pretty difficult period for them.
Now, how much of a drop are analysts expecting overall for traditional retailers?
So, yeah, they're saying, you know, Morgan Stanley is saying 0.4%, which sounds small. But, you know, we haven't actually seen a decline since the recession. So it would be pretty notable. This data is specifically for, you know, department stores, retailers who do more apparel. It's separate from some of the big box stores like Target. But the bank also thinks that they're going to have a tough quarter, largely because of Amazon and the iPhone.
Chelsea, what are current predictions for how much consumers are going to spend on the iPhone X this holiday season?
So Morgan Stanley is estimating $30 billion in the quarter, which is a lot of money. And so I think the issue is that, you know, people are going to be spending money on this iPhone that went on sale Friday. And they're going to be, you know, spending money on that instead of things like clothes and shoes and things that they would normally be buying at traditional retailers. So it's the most expensive iPhone ever. So I think for consumer spending, they're thinking it's going to eat into more of that.
So we should mention that the iPhone isn't the only factor here that's affecting predictions from Morgan Stanley. What are some of the other economic factors at play here?
I think, you know, gas prices are a big one. Gas prices are up over 10% this year, and that's one of the biggest consumer spending categories. So, you know, when gas prices are up that much, people are going to cut back on spending overall. And I think, you know, just the continued shift to e-commerce, and it's often cheaper to buy things on Amazon, and the proliferation of free shipping and things like that. And those are also, you know, pressures for department stores that rely on foot traffic.
So let's talk more about Amazon. Obviously, the company dominates online and has even expanded its reach recently with the acquisition of Whole Foods, the launch of the Echo and Alexa. I imagine this is all very good news for Amazon heading into the holiday season. Electronics are pretty popular then, right?
Right. And Morgan Stanley had some pretty crazy data for this. They're thinking that Amazon's going to account for 33% of all U.S. online sales in the quarter, which is a really big number. And, you know, part of that's just, you know, the trends that we've been seeing. But, you know, Amazon also, as you said, recently bought Whole Foods. So they do have an opportunity in this specific quarter to see how they can improve sales at Whole Foods. And they also have, you know, the Amazon and Echo devices that are also getting more and more popular. So I think they're going to try and see, you know, how much those new factors could drive growth as well.
I'm curious, what have you seen? I know the numbers are relatively new, but how are traditional retailers handling this? Are they preparing any differently for this holiday season?
I think that, you know, it's sort of, there's been a lot of pressure for discounting in recent years. And I think that it'll be interesting to see how much, you know, companies are discounting in these big sales as a way to counter the competitive, you know, impacts of Amazon. I think the other pressure is on free shipping. That's always a big thing in this time of year, which companies are going to be offering free shipping.
So actually talking about discounts brings up another point that I found really interesting in your story, and it may be the discount shopper in me talking, but that's that off-price retailers like Burlington Stores are actually expected to do well. Why is that?
Yeah, and that's been an interesting trend we've seen in retail in general. You know, a lot of these, as we've talked about department stores, just more of the retailers, apparel retailers have been under a lot of pressure, but discount stores, off-price stores have been doing really well. So things like Burlington, places like TJ Maxx, they've been doing really well. And, you know, I think analysts expect them to do really well during Christmas as well. So people are definitely looking for bargains.
Okay, that's The Wall Street Journal's Chelsea Delaney joining us in our studio. Chelsea, thanks so much for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And finally, can the cassette tape make a real comeback? Missouri's National Audio Company hopes so. The company has been collecting tape since cassettes went the way of the dinosaurs about 15 years ago. National Audio says it only has about a year's worth of collected tape left, so it's creating a machine it wants to have running by January that'll hopefully produce 4 miles of tape a minute. The company has received orders from big names for cassette tapes, including Metallica, Pearl Jam, and the Smashing Pumpkins. And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli at The Wall Street Journal.
Spend time with Alexa? Then make What's News part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo, The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.